I finally got through all these times calling.
Well, let's make it worthwhile.
I wanted to ask you something. Do you think this is strange? Because I am not into the paranormal or anything like that. But around December just passed, I've been writing things down I haven't been studying anything on the dimensions or the pyramids at all. And
okay.
Really haven't had no interest in them at all. But I've been writing things down. And your professional guests on there have been saying the same thing I've been writing down, but I've never heard it before until I wrote it down, and then they said it.
So where would you even have picked up this information?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I woke up one morning, and I wrote, for some reason, I wrote, if it wasn't for unproven facts, there would be no reason to continue to live.
That's a quotation from somebody.
I don't know who it's from, but I wrote it. I really don't know who that's from.
Now,
I never heard it before, but I wrote it. And here's what's happened. Here's what's happening, George. The pyramids, something told me to write down that the pyramids, the chambers in pyramids were breathing chambers, where the Egyptians actually at one time knew through breathing process how to change dimensions in different chambers. And that's why a lot of times they were preserved in the mummies because they could actually come back. But then something told me there was a shift in the universe that I wrote down. I never heard this before. That shift in the universe to just shift it slightly, not like an earthquake in one area, but the whole universe shifted to where a mathematical formula changed to where they got stuck wherever they were and they couldn't get back. And that's why the bodies were still there, because they actually could get back to those bodies and get into them. You know, they left through, it was a breathing, I don't know what it means, something else tells me the universe is alive, the whole universe is alive.
You might be channeling. Now, what was that? I'm gonna do a search while I've got you on the air here. Let's see if there's a quote attributed to somebody.
Okay, go ahead.
What was that quote again?
The quote is, if it wasn't for unproven facts, there would be no reason to continue to live.
If it wasn't, hold on, I'm typing all this out here. So if it wasn't for unproven facts, there'd be no reason to live. All right, let's see who said this, if anybody did. And here we go. Jesus might have said that. That's interesting.
The reason I'm a little nervous is because, like I said, I'm not studying books of this and then trying to tell you. What, this is just stuff that I know nothing about, and I'm writing it down. And your guests that are professionals are saying, but it seems like I got a little bit more information that maybe I could add to it, because I'm writing down that we never die. We never die. We go through different dimensions, and if there's an accident or something that we feel like we're hurt real bad, that we do die in some cases and go to another dimension, but our mind and the power of the human mind keeps us as if we went to the hospital and got treated and life went on. But if you can understand what I'm saying, you go into another dimension, and the thing about it is, I don't know if you're smarter or know more about the dimension, but something else told me to write this down. If you can achieve the formula through this breathing process to be able to travel into another dimension, the thing about it is, the trick is once you get into that dimension, you don't know that you change dimensions. So the only way you could come back is if you somehow had the formula there that you could run into when you change dimensions, in order to say, look, this is the formula, and this is what you did to get here, even though your mind would be blank. That way you would be stuck. But I'm saying that once each dimension has a different formula, a mathematical formula in the next dimension that you would have to know in order to get out of that dimension to the next dimension.
Somebody,
now, I feel that there are between 5 and 9 dimensions.
Could be more.
And I also feel that God does exist, and he's in the last. He's not a dimension. He's the last one. The last dimension, he's the next one above the dimension.
He's on the top of the ladder.
Right, and what he does is, what happens is when you die and you picture that there's an afterlife and you picture there is one, then your mind creates that. You actually create your own reality. and it actually is. Whatever you think is. If you think of nothing and there is nothing when you die and you're so negative, then it will be blank. But if your mind, if you are not complete in your mind, and you get in a motorcycle accident and you're 30 years old and you were going to get married next week and you got so much things to do, then if you're not complete and at ease in your mind that you fulfilled your life, then you go to the next dimension and you continue to live.
I think you're right with that. And also, though, you're channeling. Somebody's trying to pass information on through you for some reason. And go to the website, because there's some people that have said similar quotes as what you just read off. Maybe it's them. Hey, thanks for the call.